put your equipment on. We're going to a ballet class. They all laughed at him. But he took them to a ballet class. And they were shocked because he said, you know what? You're too heavy on your feet. You can't move quick enough. And I tell you, he had one of the greatest football teams. You know, there's some things that have got to be shaken in us in order for us to be more effective. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to tell you, what you've got inside of you is unshakable as far as the kingdom of God. But there might be a few other things that need to be shaken out. Amen.
Amen.
God wants us light on our feet in the Spirit. God wants us to be able to move like we've never moved before. I remember when I played football in high school, defensive end, right tackle. I remember that one season I had four or five times I blocked the punter. They're all looking to me because I could just get through the line and do it. And so one time I got through the line and blocked the punt, totally knocked the kicker down. We got the ball and scored for a touchdown. You know, sometimes things come into our life, we got to keep moving. It shook the team up, that their team, that this big guy, this gorilla, would come through the line and do that. They didn't think I was that fast. Hey, man. Well, I want you to know I'm just as fast. Now, anyway. Not exactly. But anyway, so if you're going to have a football game, watch out. I'm going to give you three basic reasons here why God shapes all things. Number one, he does it so his eternal purposes are sifted out of temporary kingdoms and mindsets.
Amen.
There's still things in us that are temporary mindsets that don't line up with the unshakable kingdom. So God sifts those things out of. Second thing, God shakes all things so our eternal destiny can be lifted up in us. He sifts, then he lifts. The third reason God shakes all things is so eternal blessings can be permitted in us. I think about a milkshake. I love milkshakes too much. Am I the only one? I haven't had one in a while.
Amen.
But you know what? If you have the milk, the strawberries, and whatever else you put in a milkshake in the refrigerator, it does no good till they're in a blender to shake them up.
Yeah.
Why do you think they call it a milkshake?
Amen.
And sometimes we don't realize that God allows things to shake us up because he's looking at the end of the product.
Right.
We are so inclined to just say milk over here, strawberries over here, but there ain't nothing, honey, like a good strawberry milkshake. Well, I like chocolate. Amen. I want to talk to you about the unshakable kingdom today that's in us. But God is shaking outside of that. Hebrews 12:22. Paul's writing here about the kingdom of God. But then he makes this statement. He goes, but you are coming to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable hosts of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enthroned in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things of Abel than Abel. See that you refuse him not that speaketh. For if they escaped not when they refused him that warmed them on earth, much more shall we not escape from him, not escape, who turn away from him that warneth from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that have been made, that those things which are not shaken may remain. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe. And this is what the Holy Spirit is reminding the body of Christ. For our God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
And God loves you and I enough to allow shakings. Doesn't mean He sends them all. He allows it. Because the things that are shaken out that shouldn't be there, He's going to burn them up for you. Hallelujah. Give them a praise, somebody. We have a kingdom can't be shaken. Have you ever seen the days we're living in shaking on every quarter? And God's allowing it. Doesn't mean He's always done it. He's allowing it. And people are wondering what is happening. It's because God's kingdom is about ready to manifest. But God wants His kingdom to manifest in us today. Hallelujah. Don't you want the Holy Spirit to shake out everything? Old things? I tell you what, when I was little, we had nine of us in our family, one bathroom and two girls. Hallelujah. And my dad would get a sack of 50-pound potatoes. We'd haul it down to the basement and put them all on these shelves with newspaper. Anybody ever raised like that? And so my mama, she would say, you know, Billy, get down, here's the thing, canister, get down and get some potatoes. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, when you're 9 years old, those dark basements, cold, it was pretty scary. And of course, half the lights are burned out, so you have just one somewhere. Amen. So I'm going down there, and I said, well, this will be pretty easy. I went and put a couple of potatoes in, reached over, and my fingers went right through the potato. How many of you have ever put your fingers through a rotten potato when you're 9 years old with dark and vampires running around the basement? Hello. It's the worst feeling there ever was because, see, they got spoiled, you see. And sometimes we're carrying things in the old coat and nutter that are spoiled and spoiling. And our words tell us we got some rotten potatoes up there. And God says, you know what? I love you enough not to shake some things and get those out of you, because there's a bigger kingdom inside than the kingdom of my intelligence, reasoning, and what I think. God says there's a kingdom inside, and a fire is going to come, because I'm not taking you to heaven half-baked. Ephraim was a cake not turned, but God says you're going to come without spot and without wrinkle. Give them a praise, somebody. I was never the same after that. I just got over last week with deep therapy. Now, what is to be our response when you're shaken? You know, they say the big one's coming to California.
That's right.
The fault out there. They call it a fault. Sometimes we have some faults anyway. God loves us enough to burn them up.
Yeah.
But what's our response, Pastor? We're supposed to fear? Well, fear, the fear of the Lord is not torment towards God, it's reverence towards God. Jesus, I'm going to tell you who you should fear. Fear Him after He's destroyed the body anyway. You know the scripture. What are we to do? Because as much as we all want to get out of the shaking, it's not going to happen. I said it's not going to happen.
Right.
We're in the world. In the world, you will have tribulation. Root word has to do with shaking. But be of good cheer. We are to be of good cheer.
That's right.
And what a presence of the Lord that's in this place. What a presence and anointing in this place. And when you lift your hands to worship, angels worship with you. And when we don't worship, they don't worship with us. Because they're sent to those that are heirs of salvation. What is to be our response during shaking? Shaking. Well, Habakkuk the prophet went through a shaking. It was a famine in the land. How many know that a famine can really shake people down to the very core?
Mm-hmm.
Book of 1 Kings, women killed their own children and ate them. I know, it's in the Bible. See, a shaking goes to the very core of our existence. we cannot control. But what we can control is us. What am I going to do when hell knocks at my door to try to shake? What are we going to do when we hear the bad report? Well, Habakkuk the prophet came up with this conclusion. And it wasn't just a lie, hope this works out. He saw to a different day. He saw beyond the shaking. Habakkuk 3:17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet, everybody say, yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. I don't care about the shit. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet. What does that mean? That means you're able to climb the mountain.
Amen.
He will make me to walk above the shame. And high.
Amen.
Are we tired, friends, of the low places?
Amen.
How about that song? Going up to the high places. Going up to the high. We got to get us an organ player with a Hammond B3 and a Leslie. Yeah, they would come in right now. I used to preach that way every week. We had a organ. I'm going up to them. We'd all stand high. That's how to have church. I said, that's how to have church. He's going to take us up during the shakes. And the reason you and I can walk through shaking of any kind, moral failures, tragedies, is because joy is a choice. How do you know this? Because I've been through that college 100 times. Failed the first 99 times. And finally, I can be pitiful or powerful.
Amen.
I can stay a victim and feel sorry for myself, or I can be a victor because joy is the strength that gives me the victory.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Do you just think, because, you know, we live life and I'm a Christian, that we're not going to have to realize maybe my strength of my choice about joy needs to come up a little bit. He said, yet I will rejoice. Yeah, we say yet again.
Yet
I will rejoice. I rejoice with tears coming down my eyes and grief. I rejoice when my heart was broken. Because see, unless I look past the temporary and reach into another dimension where God is always good and He's working it for me, if I don't do that, you're going to order a pizza and eat all the pizza yourself. Then the next day, avoid those scales. Amen. He said, I'm going to joy in the God of my salvation. See, sometimes when you're shaken, you just need to put all everything aside and go back to that day that He saved
you.
I'm saying back to that. Don't quit thinking about your blessings and He needs to do this and this one ain't saved. You just go back to that moment that you walked down that altar, you see. That brings you joy. Because if He started it, He's the author, He's going to finish. I said if He started, He's going to finish the work. Paul said, let us be confident. What do you mean, Paul? How can you write, be confident, when the whole world is being shaken, the Roman Empire is killing and going to Africa and all places and killing people, innocent people? How can you say that? Because Paul knew the secret.
That's right.
Of his confidence was in a person. Wasn't in a building.
Yes,
wasn't in a man.
Yes,
I can have show it. Third thing, he's going to make me walk. Oh, hot places. Joy takes us to a hot place. And I have found out this. The new wine, which speaks of joy, is found in the cluster. Yes. There's only so much joy you can get by yourself. Mm. There's only so much joy.
Yes.
You get around the people of God. And with their pure hearts, their joy can come to you and strengthen your joy. Yes. Amen. Amen. You're not Gilligan. Get off your own island. Amen.
Amen.
Get off your island. Start reaching out to people you've never talked to. Start telling people that you love them. You've never said that. You just said, hey, brother, hey, sister, la-da-da. Tell them, hey, you know what? I love you. Look them in the eyes. Amen. Let joy arise.
Yes.
God's taking us to a high place. You know, there's no other higher place than love.
That's right.
The anointing is not the highest thing. My calling, my gifting, that, no, love is the highest place. God so loved the world. Now, how else do we do this? We've got to look. Everybody say, look. Well, we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen.
That's right.
You and I, if I was to take a rope, if I had one from Michael, you should have known I needed one. My prop man. If I was to stand over, if he was to stand over there, hold it, and the rope reached all over to this wall, and I took a magic marker and put one little line, maybe about a half an inch over here, that's all you and I have received from God compared to the rest. Eyes not seen.
That's right.
You see, if we amplify the shaking and not the looking to God, we will not be in the high place. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, not man, not a building, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I've written several books. Some of them were out of print, you know. I just couldn't, you know, get them published enough for Amazon to keep their stock. So I just said, forget it. Anyway, look at it. It wasn't a New York bestseller. It was a New York, what is that seller? But anyhow, looking unto Jesus, the author, started it, finisher. Bible started, he's the author of this. But there'll be a day it's finished.
Amen.
Who for the what? Joy before him. You see, there's joy before us. That was set before him, endured. Everybody say endured.
Endured.
Uh-oh. That's right. I came for a little blessed message. Skip the tulips. No. There's things we got to endure. You got to endure the shaking.
That's right.
But it's not forever. And God says, you know what? Even in that, I'll never allow a shaking to come. And I'm not saying God sends them all. I'll not allow shaking that's more than you can handle.
Amen.
I have a way of escape.
Yes, Lord.
During the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Paul also wrote, count it all joy.
Yep.
When you fall in the shakings. Boy, can I just give you a clue, Christian? Mary, Michael, Tasha. I'm still graduating. I'm still in that college. Some things, I'd love to say I'm up here having instant joy and just count it. Sometimes it takes me a few hours. Sometimes it takes me getting along with Jesus and getting in the Scripture. But how many know all of you have come all the way? Count it all joy, and we're going to close a second. How do you count it all joy? Number one, you esteem joy like a leader. Don't let the shaking lead you. Let your joy. Second thing, proclaim it like a ruler. God's made you a king and a we're priests unto God. Not a king, but we're priests unto God. Actually, said we'll be kings and priests. We have no idea what that means, but right now we're a priest unto God. Third thing, command like a soldier. Command that joy to come up. Spring up, O will. Spring up, O will. Therefore, with joy shall you bring up the wells of salvation, God. Because God is joy. Not only love, He is joy. And when you bring up joy, you're bringing up God. It's not some type of emotion to be happy. Joy is a supernatural power that the sinner cannot have. They can have happiness because it's based on happenstance, whatever the moment. They cannot have joy because God is joy. You and I have a strength the sinner does not. You and I can get through shakings. Do we like it now? I don't like it. Years ago, my two boys said, Dad, let's go to Busch Gardens. No problem. Well, Dad, are you a man? Of course I am. You're going on Apollo's chariot with me. With us. Yeah, sure. Yeah. What are we going to talk about? As we're going up that thing, and up, and I'm thinking, how can I get off this thing? Going out. Is that England over there, I see? And then they tease you. I'm going to write a letter to them. They tease you with this little thing. We got you. You're going to get it. And straight down my... Well, I was coming out of my seats. And we got done. And John and Will... Dad. You scream like a girl all the way down. And I said, if I ever go again, you haven't seen nothing yet. I mean, how many have ever been on that ride? What's the other one we went on? It's Apollo's Chariot.
Griffin.
Oh, Elven Light. Oh, my Lord. How many know which one I'm talking about? There's like six people. There's like a ski thing, you know. And I should have known. It had anything to do with snow. I should have known. So again, Dad, are you the man? Okay, of course. You know, I'm still like, oh, God wanted to do the other one. Okay, yeah. Dad, she gives his life, self-sacrifice. If I die, heart attack, you know, I'll give my life to my kids. Anyway. So we're going on that thing. And then you know, it's kind of like a sick feeling. They scrap in, and I'm looking at these signs. Anyone with back or any type of problems or anxiety, or anyone like Bill Swan, don't ride this ride. Okay, I got it. It's too late. I was going to push the emergency button, but I didn't want them, you know, I'm going to come out and send the police. But anyway, so again, I'm going to smile at them. And you know, kids, they're not stupid. They're both looking at me. Good, good man. Of course, Dad, we're going to just have our hands up all the way. So great. And as they said it, I'm like this. Great. I'm glad that you're going to do that. And then again, a tease. And I know my face went ash, and I know it's on the blood drain now. I thought they were on director's ride. Go over here. Oh my. I thought of Apollo's chip. It was down and upside down. And upside down. And so we finally get back. And they're like, Dad, how was it? Dad, how was it? Yeah, let's go get some pizza. Yeah, is that what you asked me?
right.
But guess who's sitting right next to you?
Amen.
If you want to hold his hand, honey, he'll take you. You see, his rod and his staff, you see, they comfort you.
Right.
And even though it looks like the shaking has come from the enemy, that's where the table is.
Yes.
In the presence. And sometimes the enemy does bring things to shake. Look what happened in the early church. Stephen, full of miracles, was as powerful as Paul.
Yep. Right.
The Pharisees got together to kill him. What a shame. Who would want to lose a man like that that was putting a hurt on the devil? Tells him to shake him right off this world. But Jacob messed with God.
That's right.
God said, I've got a young man that's going to be standing there. He's a Pharisee of Pharisees. I got a young man named Saul that will write 2/3 of the New Testament.
Right.
And I'm going to position him right there. And he's going to guard his clothes, but he's going to hear Stephen say, I see the heavens open. And I see Jesus. I guarantee you, honey, it shook something in me. That seed, Jesus said, I'm going to go see him. He appeared to Paul on Damascus Road. He didn't even hesitate. Who are you, Lord? You see, you and I have gone through shakings. People have been watching us. Do it with joy. It's a seed for them. Would you stand up with me this morning? God is so good. God is so powerful. Can you give me those? Just go quick. Then we're going to take communion. How many believe that God's with you and you're shaking? We just switch to this just for a second, and we're going to take some communion. Come on, just lift your hands up.
He's worthy.
He's worthy. Can you turn up a little bit? Give my glory and the lifter of my head. Come on and tell him. You're my glory and the lifter of my head.
Glory.
Amen. Father, we thank you right now.
Yes, Lord.
As we prepare our hearts for communion.
Yes, Lord.
Touch everyone in Jesus' name.
Yes,
Amen. Praise.